A cold front will sweep across the region in the coming hours. Along that front, showers and thunderstorms are likely, and a couple of these storms could be on the heavier side. Then by tomorrow, the front will stall to our east, and it's going to stick around for a couple of days, continuing that chance for rain tomorrow, Thursday, and we're still likely to see a few showers on Friday. In advance of the front today, it's been quite warm and rather humid as well. We see those dew points really jumping up into the 60s this afternoon, and areas southeast of Albany have warmed up quite a bit, reaching up into the 80s for afternoon highs. As the front continues to move through in the coming hours, we'll be on the lookout for showers and some thunderstorms as well, and some of these storms may have some heavy downpours and also gusty winds. So be aware of the weather over the next few hours. Showers and storms are likely through at least this evening. Most of the showers will wrap up by about midnight or so. And then that front, as I mentioned, will stick to our east. It's going to put on the brakes, and that's going to allow another wave of low pressure to come into our area by tomorrow. So rain is likely at times through the day tomorrow. There may be a rumble or two of thunder. It'll be on the cooler side tomorrow. We're already feeling some of that cool air, especially across the North Country now. Well, we'll all be on the cooler side tomorrow with highs running mainly in the 60s. Again, that front will stick around into Thursday with the chance for some more rain, and still a disturbance on Friday could set off a few more showers. And now we'll take a look at Irma, which is a dangerous hurricane, a Category 5 storm that, as of the 2 o'clock advisory, reached maximum sustained winds of 185 miles per hour. So this storm is racing to the west. It's likely to impact the northern Leeward Islands in the coming hours. And as the storm continues to trek to the west, the Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, the Dominican Republic, Haiti, the Turks and Caicos, the southeastern Bahamas, Cuba, and potentially Florida are all in the path of this dangerous hurricane. As time goes out further and further, it's more challenging to say exactly where the storm will be, but the bottom line is that this is a major hurricane. Obviously, the track is critical because the worst of the wind is right around the eye, but keep in mind that a hurricane, of course, is larger than a point, so those storm conditions, the rain and wind, will extend out through a rather large radius from that center part of the storm, so we'll continue to track Irma over the next few days. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms, lows in the 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with periods of rain and possible thunder, highs in the 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms, lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with periods of rain and highs in the 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with periods of rain and possible thunder, highs in the 60s to lower 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms, lows in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with periods of rain, possible thunder, with highs in the 60s. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly cloudy with a continued chance of rain, highs in the 60s. And on Friday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and highs in the 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.